Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org. As you know, with a new year sometimes comes a few changes. A change for us is that we will be taking a hiatus in several markets at the beginning of the new year. Denver, Atlanta, Portland, Little Rock, Orlando, and Tampa. At the start of 2023, we will not be broadcasting in these radio markets. However, if you are in those cities, you can still listen to What's Right, What's Left online at thewordcleveland.com. That's thewordcleveland.com. Cleveland, as you know, is our home market. We expect that this hiatus will be temporary, but we need to take a hiatus while we catch up on a few bills. We are a donor-supported ministry, so thank you to those of you who have been supporting us from those cities, and we look forward to getting back with you on the radio in those cities as soon as possible.
Alrighty, we are back, and go ahead, Joe, if you have a... go ahead and do your article.
Okay. Now, I want the folks to know this article came from the Daily Mail. That's the London Daily Mail. And it is a story how America's zombie land, Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood, looks like a scene from The Walking Dead. And I looked at the pictures. Grim photos show crack addicts shooting up in broad daylight. These are ingesting themselves, lying passed out in the streets. They have, you could see these horrible, gruesome sores on their arms and legs or stomach where they were shooting this. Over 90% of the heroin now found in Philadelphia contains xylazine or trank, they call it. It's developed in 62 as an anesthetic for veterinary procedures. And it is now a street drug and soaring into a pandemic, causing blackout stupors, deep festering wounds that lead to amputations. The typical treatments for overdoses are not effective. The FDA put out an alert, but if you listen to the normal media, you will not know about this alert. You will not know what is going on unless you walk the streets or you go to the London paper and look at the pictures. We're talking dozens of people in the homeless. The pictures were shocking, horrible. This is starting to spread across America. We are letting in floods of these drugs. We are destroying ourselves as a nation. The news media is not paying enough attention to the number of deaths by overdose. We have schools now that are having to keep different medications. I can't think of the name of the one offhand that they'll have to carry for the fentanyl overdose. But even schools now, the school nurses across the country have medication for fentanyl and overdoses. Folks, we've got to pay attention. This is something that we need to be on the phone to our congressmen, our senators, our local congressmen and senators. What is happening in this country is totally deplorable. It can be stopped. But you, the voter out there, the citizen, have to get angry. Let your anger be known. Let people know that you're mad. You want this to stop. We have to stop being passive and silent. And like Pastor Ernie's been trying to say, we have to not just run to the battle. We have to be the battle now.
All right, very good. You're absolutely right, Joe, and that's what we've been telling people. Now, Joe, you know, it was an interesting thing because they were talking about, with Rudy Giuliani last night, we played Rudy talking about the Biden crime family. Now, Remember all the way back in 2008 when we were referring to the Biden crime family, people were saying that we went overboard. You know, you're making an accusation. We said, no, we knew then. Now, since then, the Biden crime family has become much, 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 much more wealthy through illegal activity. But we were telling people, and we were trying to warn people back then. Now, I want to say this very quickly. Lisa in New Jersey pledges 100. Carolyn in Illinois, 100. Susan in Illinois, 50. Wanda in Texas, 500. Anonymous pledges 200, and Bob and Marie pledge 200. So
thank
let's
you,
see.
One and all.
If we can get some matches, can we get Wanda and Tex? Can somebody match Wanda? 500. Can you watch? We need a couple matches for Wanda. And the last time I looked, we were still short about 4,000. And we have approximately 45 minutes. 45 minutes to raise that 4,000. So 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Joe, I wanted to hit this very quickly, too. The COVID vaccine is an intentional effort at world genocide. Now, you know, guess what? Haven't we been trying to tell people about that here?
We call it the kill shot for a reason.
Yeah. This is the true state of the nation. Paul Craig Roberts, never before have there been massive excess deaths following vaccination. Never before has the fake news media done so much to cover up all of these vaccines, all these deaths. But it's getting harder and harder for them, much harder. And I noticed, Joe, that it looks like the vast majority of those that kept pushing the poisonous poke, now they're backing away. I think they're afraid of being sued for what's happening. You know, people are dying. We tried to tell people. Now, never before have there been children, young adults, athletes in their prime, entertainers, dropping dead. Cause unknown following vaccination. So I know what the cause is, the vaccination. Okay. Of course, the cause is known. The leading doctors and medical scientists of our time, which excludes health agency bureaucrats such as Fauci, who serve as marketing agents for big pharma and corrupt politicized state medical boards and HMOs, have explained why and how the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines at all, kill and destroy the immune system and cause health injuries. What is not known is the way some die immediately after receiving the deadly substance, others a month later, others remain so far alive. Some researchers think the content of the vaccines differed by a lot. Some think some of the jabs were placebos for the purpose of producing an uninjured cadre to tout the safety of the jabs. We talked about that before. So there you go, folks. We're still telling you, we were right on this. People are still dropping dead. And remember, listen, those people that you look upon, that morning news, channels 3, 5, 8, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, NPR, they'll look right into that camera and they know that they're working with Big Pharma and they know that they are betraying you, but they do it with a smile. And they look very professional as they betray you. And you let them get away with it. Shame on you. Already.
I'm holding four stories that back up. In fact, even Clay Travis, who's been doing sports casting for, over 20 years, big article in the Western Journal. I have never seen this many stories about all these young athletes dying. And he goes on and on and on. Just how many... The stories of dying on, walking on campus, dropping dead, the high school students that going out, dropping dead. Story from Western Journal: woman with no history of heart dies suddenly of cardiac arrest. This is like a matter of just a few days after her COVID shot, and the stories just keep piling up, folks. We've been, you know, putting them out for. It seems like two or three times a week I have a story like that that comes out, people falling dead, and if you look carefully at the bottom of the story, they were within 2 weeks of the vaccination.
Well, even those within the fake news media betray their own. I've seen a number of cases where these so-called news anchors were talking and they died right on the spot, and they cover that up too.
Yeah.
And all right, here's one, Joe. Here, you know about Lori Lesbury and Lightfoot there in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So this crazy woman admitted to making, she calls it a mistake, after getting caught red-handed illegally seeking help from students to aid her reelection campaign in exchange to classify credits. Now, look, who would you go to? Look, when you got people dying, many more people, the death rate in Chicago is much higher than it is in war zones, probably higher than it is in Ukraine. And so who else would you go to? You would want to find the most gullible people that you could find to help you, right? Because people that know what's going on in your town, if you know, that have to live there, they're not going to be happy with you. But if you can go out, you can get communist school teachers to help get the students to help you get reelected. Well, they're gullible. They've got no idea. And a lot of them are going to get shot and killed, okay? And in an email to Chicago Public School teachers last Wednesday, Lori Lesbian Lightfoot asked teachers to encourage students to volunteer to help her with a second term as mayor in what she called the externship program. Students would be expected to contribute 12 hours per week to the Lightfoot campaign, for which students could earn extra class credits. We're simply looking for enthusiastic, curious, hardworking young people eager to help Mayor Lightfoot win this spring. Folks, you go ahead and help her and see how many more young people are going to get shot there in your town. You need to get somebody. You need to get someone that's, I don't know, that's the town of Daly. That's Chicago.
It's, here's one that goes right with it. We are voting. DACA girl admits her people are committing crime. Remember that Barack Obama put out that deferred action for childhood arrival, you know, protecting certain illegal aliens from deportation. And they were, according to the Alpha News, this girl, Angelico Bello, identified herself. She was a DACA recipient, was addressing the Minnesota House Transportation Committee. And she said, we're voting. Our people are voting. If you don't pass this bill, there was a vote to help, you know, voter registration, give them the right to vote. We're going to vote you all out of office. So she's coming out and testifying before a state hearing, committee hearing, that the DACA people are children, are already voting, and we're going to vote you out of office if you don't pass this bill we want. So Lori Lightfoot, I'm sure, also by getting the children in school, where are these DACA children? They're in school, in high school, they're college. There are probably a lot of those DACA recipients working for Lori Lightfoot. And by the way, they're not citizens. They have no right to vote. But especially in states.
Well, nowadays they can. Nowadays, Joe, nowadays you can. You don't have to be a citizen. You don't even have to be a person, you know. You don't even have to be alive. You'd be surprised how many dead people are voting, okay? A lot of dead. Chicago, remember when Kennedy ran against Nixon in Chicago? Even Kennedy knew that that dead vote put him over, okay?
Yeah.
And so
here in Missouri, we had elections in the past, and they started checking the rolls, and a lot of the addresses were in the middle of the Missouri River and in the middle, you know, golf course and all kinds of strange at the city dump, you know, dead people voting, made-up names voting. We've seen this kind of election fraud go on and on, so what Lori's doing is just par for the course for the Democratic Party.
Yep. Beverly in New York pledges 200, and Giza in Ohio pledges 150. Thank you, thank you. We have now 45 minutes, it looks like here. No, 35 minutes left in tonight's program. And folks, so you got to light them up. I don't know what the latest is, what we need, but I'll let you know in a minute. And so we got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. We only have 35 minutes left tonight and about an hour and 50 minutes for tomorrow. And that's it. That's the amount of time that we have to raise enough money for the next month. And what we're trying to do is stay on the station you're listening to us now, because if we don't make it, we don't stay there. And so, and for the other stations, the six that we mentioned there, if we go off, continue to support us, because the quicker we get that bill paid up, the quicker we'll be back on the air. And so, here, you know, it would really be nice if they could all listen to us over the internet. That way I wouldn't have to pay anything on that. But a lot of people, there's a whole lot of people, especially people your age, Joe, that aren't on the internet out there. And then, you know, what can I say? It's too bad.
Yeah, what I want to add to this, we are trying not to go off in these stations. It won't make any difference to us as far as salary, because neither one of us take a salary. So losing a station doesn't affect our income or anything. We're doing it because we are trying to reach people with the truth, to be the watchman on the wall. And this ministry has been, for all these years, a partnership with those in the ministry and the listening audience. We do the work, and your donations pay the bills. And the big bill in the ministry is the airtime. And that way we don't have to rely on sponsors. We don't have to worry about saying something that would offend a sponsor, or, you know, that you see all over the place, people pull their support. The internet, Silicon Valley has tried to kill a lot of good companies that made their income stream came from the internet, and Twitter and Facebook cut them off. So we have been counting on you, the listener. So if you want to listen to us on your local radio station, then you have to donate. You know, that station has to pay its way. That's the way it works. It's that simple. And we just ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a donor. Only a small percentage of the listeners donate. If we had 15% of the donors, people listening out there, send in $10, we wouldn't have to do more than one fundraiser maybe every 6 months.
Well, actually, yeah. Joe, if everyone that heard some portion of this program sent in $1, we wouldn't have to do a fundraiser for several years.
Years, yeah, yeah, exactly.
But the vast majority of people, in fact,
go ahead.
In fact, it's known with ministries like this, if you can get 1% of the people, and that's, you know, that's not right. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, you know, you should support ministries like this. But if you can get 1% of them, you're doing good. And all right, so what we need right now is we need 2,500. We're 2,500 short of our goal, folks. So we have approximately 30 minutes left tonight. That's about
a couple hundred people sent in $10. We would make it, but I don't think we can get all that many calls in. But just to give you an idea, many people are blessed or able to give bigger donations, but if 4 or 5% of the listeners out there sent $10, $20, then we would be able to stay on all the stations, catch up, and be in good shape. So it's up to you, folks.
Yeah, many times I've had people tell me, Pastor, I hate to say it, but I've been listening to you for years and never donated, and I'm ashamed of myself, and I'm going to start donating. And so, folks out there, you know, we're, like I said, Joe and I, we're not kids anymore. We work many, many hours, and we're doing this for, first of all, for God and for our country. We love our country, and we love American patriots. We, you know, with what's happening out there, we're not going to stop until we can get those patriots that are held in that dirty, filthy jail in D.C., and that so-called council, that collective, that committee that put them there, until they're in there, until in that same dirty jail that the patriots, the Christian patriots, are in.
Amen.
So, right, Joe?
Right, we took an oath, remember, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Amen.
And this nation is going to go down. It'll go down because of the domestic enemies, not the foreign ones. They could never take us, but the enemy within, that's the danger. And right now it's called the Democratic Party.
It certainly is, and we're going to be showing that film in the church Sunday, The Enemy Within. Jim from Ohio pledges 70. Jim from Ohio pledges 70. Not Sunday, Saturday. I meant Saturday. Saturday matinee, okay. All right, folks, now is the time to open up those phone lines. We still need 2,500. We're still 2,500 short. So, again, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Remember, whether it's Karl Marx, was Karl Marx the Satanist, the book, donation of $50 or more, or How to Survive Forced Vaccinations. Now, there are some of you out there who will send in $5 or $10, but you do that faithfully, and you'll say, I wish I could give more. If you call our office and you can't afford $50 or $70, many, many times we've made sure that the people get whether it's the book or whatever without charge, because we're here to help. We want to. In fact, many times we've had people that were completely destitute, and I mean people that were living in abandoned trailers and that what little money they could get together, they would send us, and we found out about it, and we sent them, and we helped them out in their situations. And that's what we try to do, because that's what you're supposed to do. So,
as you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me, said Jesus.
Absolutely. Joe, here you go. It was all planned. Tactical commander for U.S. Capitol Police admits under oath that agitators who were highly trained ripped down fencing prior to the protest as U.S. Capitol on January 6th. On Sunday night, this goes a couple Sundays ago, here. Well, actually, it was last Sunday night. Julie Kelly from American Greatness, along with several January 6th prisoners, conservatives reported January 6th family members and even liberal trolls joined in the Truth Exposed Twitter space hosted by the Gateway Pundit. And, folks, it talks about what we've been telling you here all this time. That whole thing was a coup. It was a coup. It was high treason by Nancy Pelosi. It was high treason by Chuckie Schumer. It was high treason.
It was planned.
Absolutely. During the discussion.
Well, we saw, Pastor, the pictures of the Capitol Police opening doors that had been locked. They opened doors. We saw people going out welcoming, come on in, come on in. You know, I mean, we've been telling this story for so long. It just seems like the truth always takes, what, a year, 2 years?
And we're going to show it in a film at the Saturday matinee this week. It's called January 6th, What Really Happened. And so that's this week. That's this coming Saturday from 1 to 5. So there you go. Yeah, this is why we're here. I mean, we're to be the watchman on the wall. And, Joe, in 50 years, we've never, ever stepped down. We've never stood down. We've never compromised. And we can actually say that. We can actually say that we haven't held back anything. We've run a good race. We've fought a good fight. And we're looking. We really want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant, don't we?
We sure do.
All righty. Here you go.
We're talking money and donations. I'm thinking there's two big stories out there about money. Janet Yellen is, you know, out there, you know, we're pushing a debt limit crisis. It's a crisis. We're going to have to go into emergency mode, extraordinary measures. They've been doing this. This is a trick the Democrats have been doing over and over and over. Why? I cannot understand why the people do not catch on, Pastor. We're sitting there. The Democrats passed that last big $1.7 trillion spending bill, not a Republican vote for it. And now they're running around blaming the Republicans because they're not going to vote for raising the debt ceiling to what? What does he want? I think Biden wants something like $44 billion. $44 trillion was what he thought the debt ceiling should be. So here they are blaming the Republicans for the crisis, and all the Republicans want to do is say, "Hey, we have to cut spending. We have to cut things so we don't go past the debt limit." You know, we're sitting there at $31.4 trillion. That's way above our GDP. We've given up the figures before, but notice how it's always a crisis, extraordinary measures. And yet whenever the Republicans, when this comes up, they make sure that Social Security gets paid, the VA gets paid, you know, all the important functions of government are paid. There'll be some things, the national parks, and there'll be some stuff that doesn't matter. And really, we won't run out of money cash-wise until, what, middle of January? So they use fear. Now, just for correlation, remember the World Economic Forum? It's a crisis. It's, you know, the year of polycrisis. Well, they've been screaming crisis for as many years as they've been out there. This time they put a polycrisis to it. And what's the answer? Well, John Kerry. Money, 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 money. I think I got all the monies in there. And where did all this money
come from? He actually said that. That's what he said. Yeah. When he was speaking there, we need money, 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 money.
And it's going to come from you all out there. They want you to give up your car. They want you to give up your single-family home and yard. They want to change your diet. You're not supposed to eat beef. They want you to give up most of your freedoms. And John Kerry sat there and said, "We are the privileged who get to sit here like, you know, aliens. We get to save planet Earth." The egotism. And, folks, if you look at what they've promoted for years, they've actually caused more grief and trouble than they've ever solved. If you look, the wherever they've, you know, gone and followed the science, this time the science of global warming. We did this back in 2019. There was a Dr. Paul Offit, and he wrote a book called Pandora's Lab, and we talked about it on the radio. And he had seven big instances where science had shaped disastrous public policies, including eugenics, the war on pesticides, the use of lobotomies to treat mental illness, how they were promoting these new trans fats instead of God's natural dairy products, and on and on and on. Everything they've ever promoted, the big things have turned to a disaster, the poison poke. Take the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And the world will be what? Better? No, it's worse.
All righty, Joe, 888-677-9673. Folks, we need to hear from you. We don't have much time left. 888-281-1110. We want to thank you, Samuel in Texas, $50. Thank you. Kay in Oregon, $50. Thank you. And we were getting some calls today from people in Seattle, Washington, and they many of these listen to the program out of Oregon, and they're saying, "Please don't go off the air." Well, it's not what we want to do, folks. We're doing everything. We're fighting like you wouldn't believe how hard we fought to stay on all these stations.
We're a ministry. We have to pay our bills, and that's why we keep repeating it's a partnership with you, the listener. I know the ads on the radio. A radio is the only thing in the world that's free, but you get all the commercials. We don't have sponsors.
Peter and Sharon just matched Wanda's $500. Thank you. They just matched. Thank you, Peter and Sharon. Thank you. All righty. Very good. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more, folks. Now's the time to call. Welcome. Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up.
up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you'll be given. Eternal life, sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified. Boy, can that guy sing? Wow. No. No, that was none other than S.D. Chrisman, who she's in heaven now, and yours truly, old Pastor Ernie. But
well, I've always said, if you want to sound good, you sing with an angel, and you were, and
yeah.
You sounded good.
Yeah. Well, you know what you mentioned, Joe, about these people. They want to decide where you live, where you can live. This is exactly what Nawaka is. Nawaka is
exactly, yeah.
And that's why and it's so important that we go there, we get out there tomorrow, folks, because, again, if they get their way, they want to move you all into the cities. Listen, these people are sneakily, they're working, they're shadowy, very shadowy figures. They work under the scene. They're bureaucrats. They go and they lobby, they bribe, they do whatever they have to do. They're very sneaky, they're very shadowy, and they lie. I mean, they really tell big whoppers, okay?
Well, and okay, so, that brings one, I've got to do this. Al Gore, one of those people that was there at the World Economic
Forum. Don't you say nothing bad about him, because I heard him. He said if it wasn't for him, the oceans would be boiling. So don't forget it.
Yeah. Well, he's made $330 million scaring people. Yeah, he's got and started up a green investment firm that pays him about $2 million a month while he warns about the rain bombs. Now just think, he's been out there decades, and most of the things that he has said, there's a couple that haven't, I mean, they didn't come true, any of them. There's a couple he's made that another year or two before I can say they didn't happen, but most of the things he threatened, said were going to happen, they didn't happen, folks. It's all scare tactics. And maybe we could call Al Gore and say, hey, Al, maybe you could, drop off a $50,000 check to the ministry and, you've got the money. $330 million you made scaring people. Maybe you could spend a little on help.
All right, very good. All right, let me see. I just got, all right, we're down to, we need about, let me see, was that, okay, we need about $2,100. We need $2,100. We've got 15 minutes tonight. So, well, look, it looks like Pastor Hal's calling in. Maybe he's got the $2,100. Let's ask him. Hey, Hal.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, do you have the $2,100?
I got $100 I'll donate, but, we We need to get people to get away from their apathy and realize there's a cause, just like King David said, is there not a cause? And if the people don't do something, they're going to lose their freedoms, their family, and everything they hold precious. They got to break away from that apathy and repent of that and their sins and get right with God and become prayer warriors and support this program.
You're absolutely right. And it's now or never. This is the time. God has raised us up for such a time as this. So it is us that we need to run to this battle. And if old-timers like us can do it, these younger people out there better awaken to the reality of where their world is at, huh?
Right. They need to wake up. They've been so – these young people have been so indoctrinated by the Antichrist communist system that's flooded our colleges and schools and everything else. It's unbelievable. You can't get much dumber and more ignorant than to turn your back on the old-fashioned America they grew up in to get what's going to be like Venezuela coming our way.
If they would have pulled their kids out of the public school system back in the 70s when we were begging them to do that, things would not be so bad, huh?
No, huh?
But what if the pastors had told them to do that? If the pastors had stood up, okay, and if the pastors had stood up and grew a backbone and did what they were supposed to do and preached without compromise and led the people, they were supposed to lead the people against tyranny. Had they had the courage to do that, then they would have had the courage if they were saved. But the vast majority of them weren't even saved, huh?
Pastor, this reverend, he calls himself Reverend Chris Russoff, pastor at St. Michael's Lutheran Church, and his wife, Jamie, who describes herself as a queer clergy spouse. They came out and they have an internet thing, and they're saying it's critical that we, as people of Christian faith committed to justice, who love and care for transgendered people, declare that not only is transphobia a sin, but transgendered people are whole and holy. Yep, transphobia is a sin. Trans people are divine.
Now he's a minister of Satan. That fellow is.
Yep, that's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
This is, we see this, the Lutheran Church across America, you know, backing everything. If it's a sin, they are claiming it is righteous and holy, so they are totally anti-Christ.
You know, it's something, at one time they weren't that way. In fact, Pastor Richard Wurmbrandt was actually a Lutheran pastor, but over the years they have apostatized greatly. There's still some individual congregations that have not apostatized, but they're few and in between. Peggy in Michigan pledges 50. David in Illinois 100. Jim in Massachusetts 100. Joe in Pennsylvania 100. Celeste in Michigan 100. Barbara in Auburn 100. Dara in New York 35, and Karen in Illinois 35. Thank you. Alrighty, we're starting to close in on it, folks.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to bring that pastor. It just fit right in with what you guys were saying. So,
alrighty, but here's one VIP driver at Davos. Davos says he's not allowed to drive the elites in electric vehicles. Here's why.
Yep.
As Masters of the Universe convened in Davos, Switzerland, on Monday for the annual World Economic Forum, one of the VIP drivers for this lofty event, who did not want to show his face on camera, told reporters he is not allowed to drive the elites in electric vehicles. Japanese journalist Masako Ganaha asked, "What about your car?" "My car is normal because for VIP, I cannot drive electricity auto," replied the driver. Ganaha remarked that all Uber driver vehicles, all Teslas were marked ride 100% electric. The driver confirmed that Uber drivers are required to drive electric vehicles in Switzerland. Gas-powered cars are not allowed for the ride-sharing service. Ganaha began electricity cars, for example, Tesla,
Sometimes it has like accident or if there is no electricity. The driver replied, it's very dangerous because if you have some problem over that rent out, the big problem with Tesla, but not almost all they are from Tesla here for Uber, actually. I wonder if the heavy storm comes, what do you think about this only electricity powered? It's going to be okay? Ganaha asked. It's the same problem, he told Ganaha. The cars, they need electricity. They need energy, too. The two discussed the need for gas-driven energy. Now, you're right. Now, here's an interesting thing, because now, during remarks at the World Economic Forum, FBI Director Chris Wray talks about success in combating pre-criminal activity. I have that. We have that piece, you know. I listened to some of it. Lots of people are talking about U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray discussing the agency's partnership with private sector as it relates to modern FBI activity. However, I'm just a random oddball in the crowd who just wants to point out something. Well, kind of a big picture issue. I notice all of the discussions surrounding the FBI activity, and there are a lot of discussions, including omissions and outlines from the FBI itself. There appears to be an element of the subject matter being overlooked. Here's a segment from Wray, the World Economic Forum, as precursor to what few are noticing. Well, it's a long article, but I just wanted to say I heard some of what he had to say. And he also commented on electric cars, that you could do things that could, that the FBI is catching things before, crimes before they're done, like putting an X or something on a stop sign, which would cause that electric car to speed up instead of slow down. And he said all of these things are happening. But I would suggest that with Mr. Christopher Wray, if he really wanted to look for crimes combating pre-criminal activity, he'd start with the FBI. Right there with the FBI and the Justice Department, before they go any farther, before they do any more criminal activity against people like the real president of this country.
Oh, look at Nancy Pelosi got rich. I'm looking at an article. Liz Cheney is leaving Congress. When she came, she was worth $7 million. In 6 years, she's worth about $44 million. That would be about a 600% increase during her time in office. Maybe they need to look at the Cheneys and the Pelosis and the...
And you know something that all of these have in common? The Cheneys, Mr. Kerry, mm-hmm. and also Mr. Mitt Romney, they all have investments in the Ukraine, and their mm-hmm. sons, along with Mr. Biden, they all have sons that have investments over there.
With China, and they're like the... even Liz Cheney's husband is a law firm that works with Chinese clients. We have Mitch McConnell, his wife, China, all kinds. So they're either tied in with Ukraine or China.
There's a new book out. In fact, I was listening to it on Paul Schiffer's program earlier tonight. I talked to Paul in here, and he had the author on here, and he talks about the how Biden's are owned. Joe Biden is a puppet of China. Now, when did we say that? We told you that the China owned the Bidens. You know where we heard it? We heard it from high Chinese officials on foreign news. They were saying,
right.
And they were laughing when they were talking to a huge crowd of college students in China. We have our people in the highest office in America. They own Joe Biden. He's working he's working for the Chinese. I would say he's a Chinese spy or agent, wouldn't you?
He's a paid for a whore at the very least, an agent possibly, but at least a whore.
Yeah. All right. Vincent in Wisconsin, $25. Thank you, Winston. All right, we're down. We need about 1,500. We're about 1,500 short of our goal right now, folks. So, and we only have like 5 minutes left tonight. We'll be here till midnight, though. We need 1,500 to make our goal tonight. 1,500. We came a little short of our goal last night. And so, again, the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, remember, if you want the book, was Karl Marx a Satan? It's a donation of $50 or more. Or How to Survive Forced Vaccinations, a donation by Dr. Cass Ingram. He just died last year, for $25 or more. Or you can get both of them for a donation. We're asking a donation of $70 or more for both of them. But again, if you're destitute, give us a call, and we can probably help you out. So anyhow, we only have a few minutes left. But remember, you have to ask for the books, or we will not send them unless you ask for them. Okay. And people say,
I've got a little humor we can add at the end of the show. It teaches, but it also is funny. On the internet, there is a photograph taken in 2013, and it is a photo of Vice President Biden, and he's standing up giving a speech.
Yeah, he's holding classified documents.
Code word, classified document, Vice President inside the Oval Office. He's standing there giving a speech, holding a classified document alongside the White House.
How long do I
secretary?
Have to give the invitation, Pastor?
Okay, we'll give you 5 minutes. Can you handle 5 minutes?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, fellas, give me the signal at 5:02. Okay, but you've got a couple minutes yet. But go ahead, Joe.
And then along with that, there is a former Arizona Republican executive editor. And years ago, he was in the interviewing Biden when he was vice president. And he was in his office, and while he's talking to him, I looked over. There is a big red warning and, you know, top secret thing on a folder right there on the desk. Things opened, and he didn't think anything of it. Went ahead, and as he's starting to leave, all of a sudden, he says the Biden staffer runs out, guys with ear pierces running out, and they realize, oh, we've left classified material out in this reporter's presence.
Oh, Joe, we're running up against the clock. Hal, don't forget to pray for the police officers there in Atlanta, because a branch of the Democratic Party, one of the branches of the Democratic Party, Antifa, has vowed to kill the police officers. Remember, Kamala Harris is the one who got them out of jail so they could go out and burn and loot and kill more. Go ahead, Hal.
Well, first of all, the American public needs to wake up and stop their apathy and indifference. There's if you don't do something to fight this demon-possessed government, federal, state, and local, that's trying to destroy this country, destroy your family, destroy your children, damn their souls to hell, get them to accept perversity and everything as normal. You got to do something if you love your kids and you love this country, instead of just being silent. And God's going to hold you responsible for your silence and judge you with them if you don't do something to take a stand. But the most important thing is making sure you're saved. And the Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Listen, folks, you've probably been going to church all your life where you think you're a Christian because you're a church member, or your priest or somebody is so holy that they can say a few words and get you to heaven. That's all a bunch of baloney. The Bible says it's through the blood of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. But he says you got to repent, and that's what we need to do in every area of our life to save this country and to get your soul saved. Go to God and repent. That means Admit to him that without Jesus in your heart, you're just as lost and on your road to hell as the worst sinner out there. One sin to keep you out of heaven, and you sin every day of your life in thought, word, or deed. So you got to come to Jesus. When Jesus died on that cross at Calvary, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full, for every sin, rotten sin you've ever done. And when Jesus said it is finished, that means the payment's been paid, and now it's up to you whether you by faith are going to come with a humble, repentant heart to God and ask Jesus to come into your heart and give you that payment, or whether you're just going to remain apathetic like you are about what's going on with this country and go to hell. So right now I want to urge you as a pastor, a preacher, to reach out and receive that payment. Ephesians 2:8-9 says salvation is a free gift. Jesus did all the work. Now it's up to you to break out of your apathy, see where your soul is right now, and say, Lord, please come into my heart and save me. And you can do that right now in a simple prayer of faith. Romans 10:13 says, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you want to be saved? Are you happy with your miserable life right now? Do you want to die and go to hell? But Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now, and he's asking you if you open up that door and receive the payment he paid for you on the cross. And if you want to do that, let's say a prayer together, and even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and the Lord, okay? All right. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I admit to you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart right now and give to me the payment you paid in my place in full on that cross, so that I can have eternal life. Lord Jesus, I here and now make you my Savior. You're the only one that can save me. I believe that with all my heart and my soul. I reject every other idea I've ever had about a church or a group of people or anything else saving me. You are my Savior, Lord. And you said I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So here I am, Lord, asking you to come into my heart and be my Savior, and thanking you for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, 1 John 5:13 says, "For that these things that are written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." Believe on meant that you received him as your Savior, that you may know it, not think it, wish it, or hope for it. How can you know it? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. So if you prayed that prayer, if you repented of your sins and prayed that prayer and meant it, that means I'm going to see you people in heaven someday, and that's going to be a great time. Right, Pastor?
Absolutely. And we're running out of time. If God says it, folks, yeah, you can bet your life on it, because you are, whether you know it or not.
You will be betting, yes.
Amen, absolutely. So anyhow, we're running up against the clock. We're running out of time. Thanks, Hal. You did a good job tonight, and we'll be seeing you in the morning, because you're going to drag your old bones out of bed early and come out.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and to come out there to help us. And so, because we're doing it, not because we're such great people, because it's the right thing to do.
Amen.
And folks, you got to stand up and fight the good fight. God's word, the Bible, demands that we resist tyranny unto death. So we're out of time for tonight. Good night.
God bless.
And always,
keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.